I'm Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90 WNMU, and this is Northern Arts and Culture. We're talking about Superior Arts Youth Theater today. It's a year-round arts organization that seeks to empower young people by providing educational, performance, and technical theater opportunities. Now, normally they'd be on the stage with full productions in the Upper Great Lakes region, but during the time of COVID-19 and social distancing, they've had to get creative. They have an animation series voiced by young actors and actresses from Say Theater, which will premiere online. And you can also follow Say Theater on Facebook for updates and visit saytheater.org for more information. But today, to tell us more, we have Executive Director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater with us, Jelena McLean, and also one of the animation show actors, Esme, is on the line from Houghton. So hello to both of you.
Hi.
So, Jelena, can you first give us a brief overview of the animation series so far? Because I understand that this premiere that's happening on Saturday is the third of the animation series. So how has it been going so far, and how's it been received?
Really well. So I've been really proud of the actors and their creativity with this, because this whole project, I mean, it takes a village, right? It takes a village to put on any kind of production. It takes so many people. And so the creativity that these actors have been able to bring, while they are voice acting in it, we've also had so many meetings where they've been watching the animation. And we've got a local animator, Nick Celine, who's an NMU student who just graduated, and he has been taking their vision and really putting it down, like, in the animation. So it's been kind of cool to see the whole thing be shaped by our students. Because often we have these designers on shows, and while we have designers right now, I've really utilized the students' creativity, and just, it's been so, I mean, for me, just great to see how much they can bring to the project, but also, like, to stretch them vocally and stretch them as artists has been just such a joy. And I feel like this show in our animation, specifically Lady Washington, is definitely, like, the best of the best that we've done so far. So I'm really, really proud of the cast who have put in the work on it. And, like, throughout it, it's just been getting better and better. You know, this is our oldest age group for the animation series, and they really are true artists. So I'm really proud of the work that they've done.
It sounds like something that's helped them flourish with maybe learning some other skills during the pandemic and being able to collaborate and work together. So that's great to hear that's been able to continue. Now, Esme, can you tell us about your role in the animation show?
I play three. I play the referee, I play an announcer, and Eliza Hamilton.
Okay. And so you're playing these three roles in this premiere that's happening Saturday called Lady Washington. What's it like to play multiple roles?
It's really fun because you get to kind of experiment with different voices and accents. So that was really fun to try out.
Yeah. So what's your favorite role that you've played, or do you have a favorite in Lady Washington?
I really like playing Eliza Hamilton. I've always loved the musical, and it was really fun to get to do that, and I was really excited.
Awesome. So an animation show is different from what you might usually expect from the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Jelena, what does it take to put together an animation show, especially during the time of COVID and social distancing? I know there's a lot of collaboration with the students and also with, the student that's helping out with the animation from NMU. So how much does it take to kind of corral all this together into an animation show?
Yes. So that is something, actually, I've been very thankful for our cast in their patience with us. Let me tell you that, because an animation, it's a lot of work. Like, we've got three 15-minute shows for Lady Washington. We've got three different casts, actually, for this particular production. And while we're rehearsing together, we're learning how to voice act together, and we'll break off into cast groups online. We've been rehearsing on Zoom the whole time. It is like every cast brings their own flair to it. So then our animators then has the challenge of taking the vision, putting it all together with three separate casts. So obviously there's a little bit of variation there as well. Definitely a huge collaborative process. I mean, I would say doing our virtual work, it's different than anything I've ever done before. I wouldn't say it's more hard or less hard than live theater, but because we're utilizing different skill sets, it's definitely been more challenging. But then in the end, it's also so rewarding when you finally get that finished product, you know? So I'd say, though, we are definitely missing our audiences, We're missing hearing the feedback immediately. We're missing hearing those cheers, you know? We're used to that. We're used to getting that instant gratification. So I encourage people to check out these animations because the kids are still looking for that support, like, and they deserve it because they've been working their butts off during the time of a pandemic to put out this entertainment for people in our community. And so it's been a great experience overall. And I really have been so thankful that we can still meet on Zoom. You know, we can be safe and be together and be creative without having to like stifle anything. We're still getting together. We're still experiencing things and collaborating. And I think that like art is so important to me and working with other people in my art is really important. And so to have that drive still and be able to tap into new skill sets. I mean, these kids, Esme's done the animation show with us, but she also did some cold readings this year because we've been learning about new scripts. And just to see the creativity that they bring on the Zoom platform is like so inspiring. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
So it's helping to serve that mission of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Like you said, even during a pandemic, learning those different skill sets, learning how to collaborate over, you know, video chat, lots of new skills being developed as we all go here. So it's all culminating with a premiere Saturday, April 17th. So tell us how people can get involved, how people can view all the work that's been done behind the scenes to enjoy the animation show.
Yes, so people can check us out on our website at staytheater.org. They can purchase tickets to the animation, which will be streaming all day on Saturday the 17th, and right on our upcoming event page. If they click there, it's BroadwayShowShare.com is the official site that we're on, and it's $5 for a stream, and you get it all day long, and you'll be able to watch all three casts for that $5. And so we're really hoping that by setting a little bit of a lower ticket price, it's more accessible to our community to really come out and support, but also so that you can watch all three shows all day, 24 hours you have on that Saturday. Like, it's open for you all day to watch, pause, rewind, fast forward, bring your friends, like, get in front of that TV, watch it. You can have a Zoom party even. So I really encourage people to come and watch it. And like I said, Esme is from Houghton. We have we have another girl from Castle in it. We've got kids from Marquette, Nagani, all across the UP. And so it's really been super fun to be able to get kids from outside of the direct Marquette location to this year for us. Like, Esme's amazing. Esme, love working with you. And so, like, I hope that we're able to do more with them as we continue with the youth theater now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great, Esme, that we can have you on the line from Houghton as well. So, Esme, what do you think will be something that you're looking forward to when you finally get to sit down and see the animation show go live and maybe see the different casts? What are you looking forward to?
I'm really excited to see the animations for starters are amazing. And then I'm also just really excited to see it because, I mean, we've been doing it and practicing for ages, and I'm just really excited to see how that paid off.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure that it'll be a wonderful experience for you and for everyone involved and for all the audiences out there who can check this out. And now, where can people go online just to kind of get more information about the Superior Arts Youth Theater in general and future events as well?
Yes. So you definitely want to check out our website, staytheater.org. Our upcoming events page right now, we've got so many things on there for you to check out. Actually, we've got virtual choir in rehearsals right now. We just wrapped a filming of another show that will be premiering in a couple weeks here. So there's so much on our website. And please sign up for our virtual newsletter so that you can get right to your inbox anytime new auditions come up, anytime new shows are up for viewing. We will always push to your inbox. So please sign up on our newsletter and also our Facebook page. So facebook.com/staytheater. You want to check us out there, like our page, follow our posts. We are posting so much about any events that are happening. And we have kids on stage and off. And so there's always a space for anyone that wants to join us. And we're always looking for volunteers, too. So please reach out.
Sounds good. Well, Lady Washington premieres Saturday, April 17th online. It's a 24-hour window to check out not just one or two casts, but three casts of very talented youth from all across the Upper Great Lakes region. And you can find out more information, as Jelena said, at saytheater.org or look for Superior Arts Youth Theater on Facebook.